Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Checking some sports here. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Mike Max will join us shortly here on WCCO. We'll talk about baseball. Baseball, it's back tonight. And, you know, I'm excited about it. Mike Max joins me. Hey, Maxie, good morning. How you doing?
How you doing, John?
Good. Second half starts tonight. First of 13 games to be played against hard-charging Cleveland, because they have been rolling up to the All-Star break. What's the key to the weekend, in your opinion?
Well, yeah, Kyle Gibson going tonight, and he's been steady as she goes. He gave him some extra relief innings last week. He's become a little bit more of a gamer, and he's had a good first half in terms of putting the ball where he wants to throw the ball. He's going to have to be careful tonight because he doesn't throw hard enough to throw it by some of these guys. And Cleveland has a nice team, and they're hitting. And I've always loved that Lindor to play shortstop for him, but they got a lot more than that. This Allen has really come around, been a factor for him. So you can't miss your spots specifically tonight if you're Gibson. But it always comes down to starting pitching, and can you get through the lineup? You know, get a team into the sixth, seventh inning, then you got a chance. Are the Twins well positioned for that? I would say they're about a BB plus right now. Odorizzi, obviously, you want to see how he comes back from the break, and then you know they really are going to have to fortify that bullpen because these teams are playing not just Cleveland, but you're talking about the Yankees, the Mets, and Oakland coming to town as well. You better be ready to get into situational where you can get a guy can come in and get one or two people out because that just becomes critical when you start winning divisions and trying to, you know, you get into matchups, and that means everything this time of year.
You know, you and I talked about this when I was on the last time about a friend of mine who insists they got to get some bullpen help, and I pretty much think the Twins realize that. But it's like, otherwise, I think he should call them up and tell them. But where are they looking? Yeah. Who's out there? You start picking at teams that, you know, that aren't going to make it, that aren't going to make the playoffs?
Yep. So what you do is you start, it's really easy because you go, okay, who's not going to make it? Who's got a guy that's either got too big a contract or a contract that's about to expire? So if they don't get anything for him now, they're going to lose him at the end of the year to free agency. And that's kind of your list. That's your first list. You know, who's going to be a free agent at the end of this year that some team might not be able to sign? After that, you know, maybe somebody who has a big contract, but they don't need that guy anymore because they're rebuilding. That's where you get to a guy like Kenny Giles at Toronto. They look at Stroman too. Everybody is. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's just a good pitcher. And you look around the league there, and you kind of start there, and you know that's how you get to Bumgarner and San Francisco, a team that's at the bottom of the standings. His contract's up after this year. If they don't trade him now, they might not get anything for him at the end of the year. But the problem is, you know, every team knows that, so that's where you go. And the good news for the Twins is they're well positioned because they have so many good players and position players. They've got some chips that they can convert into players here because they've got some good players. They've got depth. They've got some things that I don't think it'll be that difficult for them to get a deal done.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that any pitcher that is out there that might be making a move or interested in making a move, you'd like to go to a team because they like to ultimately win. You'd like to go to a team that's positioned to win, right?
Yep, and so in general, and they have some say about that. Some guys have no trades, or they have certain teams blocked that they can't be traded to. Some guys in a contract, a team will say, okay, you can list 10 teams that we can't trade you to. They negotiate that in. So sometimes they have that in their contract. The Twins wouldn't come up very often in something like that, I don't think. And then obviously, when you got guys that can hit home runs, and they're pretty good defensively, like the Twins, this is a team you'd want to come and play for. So I think they check a lot of the boxes to make a good deal. I just think that they really do. They've got a lot of things. The only thing that's hurting them a little bit is that teams have played themselves back into the race, and so now there's more teams in it. Let's say Cleveland wins 2 out of 3 this weekend, and they're right in the middle of it. Well, now they're going to be out there trying to find the same guy that the Twins are trying to find, particularly because they've had 2 starting pitchers go down this year. And the same with Oakland playing themselves into it. Texas has a chance. So now you're competing against more teams. That's the only thing that's hurt them in the last few weeks that you maybe wish they had done a deal in early June.
All right. Hey, let's go over to the NBA now. I was stunned at this news yesterday. Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul going to Houston. I know that there was no real love lost between Chris Paul and James Harden, but I don't think Chris Paul is going to want to stay if he has a say in it in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I don't think they care if he wants to stay. That was they got what they wanted out of Houston, got rid of Paul and his contract. They got the player they wanted, Westbrook, so now he and Harden are reunited. And then Oklahoma City, I think I heard they've got up to 8 first-round draft picks out of everything that they've acquired over the last, since the summer. So they don't care if Chris Paul, if he can help them this year, great, but they're just getting him to get his contract off the books, and they're going to rebuild completely down there with Billy Donovan coaching, a college coach. Maybe they think that he can work with young people. Houston's the big winner for now because you get Westbrook and Harden, and obviously they know each other well because they played together. It's hard to believe that Harden, Westbrook, and Kevin Durant were on the same team in Oklahoma City. They had pretty good scouts, I guess, but they now become, maybe not the favorite, but they're right there, 1-1-A to win the NBA title with what they've got there. And it's just, from a Wolves standpoint, it's just frustrating because there have been a lot of deals made, and lots of people have been acquired this offseason, and nothing significant for the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Wolves, by the way, play tomorrow night, 9:30 on ESPN2, part of that summer league stuff. Lynx are at Atlanta tonight, but come home to host Phoenix on Sunday. So that'll bring them back to town.
Yeah, Atlanta's not very good. They've had a terrible year so far, so I don't think they'll have much trouble there. But Phoenix is good. They scored 91 the other night, and as they get healthier, they're one of the teams to beat in the West. Although the WNBA, they mix the playoffs up now so that all the teams make the playoffs. It's not East or West. But Lynx have played, they're finding a little bit of a winning combination. They're not a great team. But they've been above the fray, and they've done a nice job with what they've got, finding ways to win at the end of the game, like they did the other night against Chicago with Odyssey Sims. So, this isn't a total rebuild for the Lynx. They've got some players, and the whole league is rebuilding. So it's a good time to be in that mode.
Well, with the Lynx, I think they're number 2 in the West now. Not one player made it to the All-Star game.
Yeah, and you could have made a case for Collier or Sims, but it gives they're right now. Given the status of all the injuries in the league and whatnot, it's kind of like you got a whole bunch of players, and none of them have hit their prime yet. And so you're going to see some people that step up over the next couple of years and become really good players. But there's a lot of players that are sitting there that are just starting to scratch the surface of what they can be in the Lynx. That's kind of their whole roster right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Saints are also home this weekend. Maxie, I appreciate the visit on sports this morning. You and I will check back an hour from now, and we'll cover it again.
That sounds great. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.